Voting in the midterm elections ends today, but we likely won't know the results in many key races until tomorrow or maybe even later in some cases. Control of Congress is on the line, and so is the future of both parties as they jockey for position ahead of the 2024 presidential election. NPR's Don Gagne is here with a look at some of the key races that we will be watching today. And Don, why don't we start with the Senate? In New Hampshire, there's a key early race to watch between the incumbent Democrat Maggie Hassan and retired Brigadier General Don Bolduc. Here's Hassan making her final pitch to voters.
You know, every day, Granite Staters put aside differences and work together to solve problems. And that's the example I've sought to follow in the United States Senate.
So, Don, this could be one of the first big races that's called tonight. Tell us more about what that outcome might signify across the country.
Right. Look for it to be one of the key early indicators tonight. It could be a sign of things to come in other states. It could tell us things about turnout and what GOP issues were highly motivating or how potent abortion was as an issue. A GOP win in New Hampshire would also greatly increase the odds of a GOP takeover of the U.S. Senate if Democrats hold this seat. That's certainly a sigh of relief for them. It does not mean the Senate is safe, but again, it's a sign that other Democrats may be able to hold as well.
And in this race in particular, it's been up and down for Hassan, hasn't it? I mean, earlier in the year, she was seen as very vulnerable, then less so. Where does she stand now on Election Day?
Right. You know, early in the year, the conventional wisdom was that she'd be running against well-known, very traditional Republican Chris Sununu. He's the current governor. That's a legendary New Hampshire name. So Democrats were worried. But Sununu chose not to run. His absence made for a wide-open primary. The winner was retired General Don Bolduc. He's a first-time candidate, a 2020 election denier, endorsed by Donald Trump. He's promoted vaccine conspiracy, is opposed to abortion rights. With his nomination, Hassan's odds got better. Still, in the final week, it has narrowed. Hassan's still the favorite, but still plenty of nervousness for Democrats.
So that's the Senate race in New Hampshire. I think it's fair to say, though, that the balance of power in the Senate may go right through Pennsylvania. So let's spend a moment talking about that state. There's the race between Dr. Mehmet Oz and John Fetterman, very close. How soon could we know the results of that race in Pennsylvania?
Nobody's going to bed early on this one. This one could take a while. I've talked to people who say if it's really close, it could take days. Again, some of that's because it's a big state, and places like Philadelphia County are never particularly fast with results. But it's also because of the high volume of ballots cast early by mail. And given the fact that Pennsylvania state law does not allow for even early sorting and preparation of those early ballots in advance of counting, that slows things down. They can't start that process until today. Again, it's the process in Pennsylvania. It's all part of just how they do it. It's slow. It's all legal. It's not fast.
Get the coffee brewing. All right. So for some of these Senate candidates like Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, J.D. Vance in Ohio, who we've spoken about elsewhere in the program, an endorsement by the former president, Donald Trump, was important for their primary victory. Now, they also always weren't considered to be the strongest Republican candidates. So what do you think about these Trump endorsements? When you look back, did they actually make the races more competitive for Democrats, or did it end up not really mattering?
You know, the proof will be in the vote, right? But at this stage, and this is based on polling, the short answer is yes, especially in a true battleground state like a Pennsylvania. Oz barely won that primary there with Donald Trump's help. And in the early general election, I talked to a lot of GOP voters who didn't trust his conservative credentials, wondered why Trump had endorsed him. So Oz, during this campaign, needed to both appeal to suburban voters and energize the Trump base to win their trust in order to win, whereas another candidate would not have had to do both of those things the way Oz has. Doesn't mean Oz and other Trump-endorsed candidates won't win. They may. Trump will certainly take credit, too. But there are cases where the general election candidate was weaker than somebody they beat in the primary.
Let's take a moment now to talk about the House, because Republicans need to flip only five seats, and they've got the House. One race in Indiana could be really important. There's Frank Mervan. He's the incumbent Democrat representing the 1st Congressional District, running against the Republican Jennifer Ruth Green. What are the tea leaves? What could they tell us in that race?
It's another one of those early indicators, potentially. A lot of this district is in the northwest corner of the state. It's in Gary, Indiana. A lot of it is basically Chicago suburb. So it feels blue, right? Mr. Mervan, though, is a first-term congressman, the kind that can be vulnerable in a midterm. He's running against Green, who hopes to become the only African-American woman in the GOP House caucus. She's a Trump supporter, but has downplayed that in the general election. She is looking to flip this seat from D to R. We're all going to be watching that one very closely early on tonight.
Well, I mean, there are so many races in so many districts and states across the country. We can't get to them all, but certainly we'll have the important ones here throughout the course of today and tomorrow and potentially into the week as those results come in. NPR's Don Gagne, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks.